What's going on? It's time for some more open mic here at CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, and we're broadcasting from the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples, bringing you awesome music, good talks, and a wonderful community here on the air. And I hope you're all doing well on this this February 5th that has turned sunny. I don't know, last week I was a little grim. It's like the rain. Well, it's sunny now, so I'm happy about that. Hope you all are happy. Hope you're all having a good day. And, yeah, I hope that you're not getting too embroiled in the insanity that is these times. Holy moly. I was just noodling about the internets, and I saw Carney's Davos speech, and let me tell you, that quote has stuck in my head. If we're not on the table, we're on the menu. And I liked that it was a lot about like the Middle Nations, as he said. Like, it's all about bringing people together to work together so that they are not subordinate to the larger nations, more powerful nations, the ones with all the money and the big old militaries. You know the one I'm talking about. But no, it was an interesting speech. And, you know, as it should have been, timely. But yeah, also thinking about where I'm from, the United States, man, things are nuts. All that stuff going on in Minnesota, this uprising against ICE, which is amazing. Yeah, I was reading about that. The way it's just, like, they call it a leaderful movement, which means there is no appointed leader to the organization of the whole thing. It's just people had enough. They had enough. They saw Renee Good. They saw Alex Pretty. They saw they heard about all these things being done to people without power by people who were handed too much power and apparently none of their signing bonuses. Ha ha ha. Too bad. Sign up to be a brown shirt and you don't get your 50K. Didn't see that one coming from the current administration in the U.S. But anyway. Yeah, I'm in a mood, I guess you could say. There's a lot going on, and it's crazy. I mean, yeah. So today's playlist is going to be, it's going to start off a little heavy. I was feeling a bit Nine Inch Nailsy, and I wanted to find some kind of similar things that were in the old CJSF library. So I started off with a couple of heavy tracks from this band called Messenger Birds, their song Fake Lives, off of an album title that I thought was a joke, but is actually the album title, Grammy Award-winning album, It's All a Blur, all cap locks, from their website. I'm going to follow that up with Pixel Grip's Stamina, the clean edit, because this is the middle of the day. We can't have swearing in my music in the middle of the day, because I'll get yelled at. Probably not, but, you know, maybe? And I don't like getting yelled at. Anyway, so Pixel Grip, Stamina, off their album Percepticide, The Death of Reality. And then I got to follow that up with a third song, Death from Above, 1979's Caught Up, off their album Outrage Is Now. I mean, I'd be playing some Rage Against the Machine, but we don't do the top 40s here. But maybe I could slip one in later. I don't know. We'll find out. But anyway, yeah. Crazy happenings, but good things as well. Like Mr. Rogers used to say, when things are bad, look for the helpers. And I'm seeing, I don't know, I'm hoping you guys see it too, but I'm seeing people helping. I'm seeing people getting together. I'm seeing people build up their communities and figure out ways to help each other and live through insane times. And, you know, here's hoping that those insane times do not spread too far. I mean, as an immigrant to Canada, things have been interesting, a little upheaval in the past couple of years, but, you know, that's the world, isn't it? People trying to deal with the way things are changing, and, well, you know, maybe it's time for some music. So here we are, next three songs coming at you, Messenger Birds' Fake Lives, Pixel Grip's Stamina, clean edit, and Death from Above 1979's Caught Up off their album Outrage Is Now.
Changed. swapping out the truth for something similar.
Can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.
Do you like music, or do you like technology, or do you like talking to people? CJSF Radio is the place for you. Here at CJSF, the opportunities are endless. You can interview artists and bands, speak up for what you believe in, or even host your own show, and tons more. To find out more information, visit cjsf.ca.
What is up? We're back with some open mic. I'm Garen Fitzgerald, and we're in a crazy world. You just heard 3 tracks from The Messenger Birds' Fake Lives, Pixel Grip's Stamina, and Death From Above 1979's Caught Up. And yeah, man, there's some banging heavy tracks. I like them. I like them a lot. And yeah, they kind of fit the mental vibe I'm going through these days. You know, as so I'm reading about what's going on in Minnesota? And I'm finding out about all these people in the community who are just like, yeah, that's not cool. We can't do that. We can't be doing that, ICE. Like, let's stand up and protect our peoples and what have you. And while I was reading about that, I heard about this guy, Ben Jordan, who's been on, I can't really call it a campaign, but he's been getting the word out about these, I hate to say AI, because it's not like it's an artificial intelligence. They're algorithm-controlled cameras, wireless cameras, posted all over the U.S., like hundreds of thousands of them across the states. And they're security cameras from this company called Flock. And I'm not exactly certain when, but in the past like year or so, this very famous cybersecurity expert, John Gaines from Gainsec, wrote a paper up about all the vulnerabilities that existed in these cameras and shared them with the relevant companies privately, as you do, to give them time to deal with the situation, to fix the flaws in their hardware, to make it safer so that people's information, both like civilian and law enforcement's, would not be shared willy-nilly across the internets or be accessible by anybody with like a smartphone and a finger and even a laptop. Like any, like you could just walk up to these things and get into them apparently. But what's super interesting is that the response from the company was to get John Gaines fired, allegedly. I mean, it seems the timing is very suspect. But beyond that, like when Ben Jordan started posting his videos, his very public videos all over the internets, they just didn't respond and instead wrote letters to all these agencies saying that some dude on the internet is attacking them and trying to take away their safety tools. And I'm like, no, that's a valid response. No. So, yeah. I highly recommend if you want to know more about this, because I do not have the time to go into it, but check out what's going on with Ben Jordan. That's Ben with two N's, B-E-N-N, Jordan, and all of the terrifying, interestingly fun kind of what information he's sharing about these cameras. But coming up next, we got some more music. We've got the Bluestones' Grimm, Duchess Says Time to Reiterate, and Digga Wolf's The Apocalypse, 2125 AD. And Digga Wolf, man, he's an interesting character. I was looking him up. He's from the Tlito Nation, located in the like, Northwest Territories, right around Yellowknife. And this man's been doing music for like a couple of decades now. Started off in visual arts. But, man, this album, it's called Trapline, the song that The Apocalypse 2025 AD is off of. I just found it in the archives here. And man, it is some sick stuff. He's got like Tom Waits influences. He's got what's the other guy's name that I always forget? Anyway, like, you know, like that kind of a vibe, like storytelling, kind of not polished vocals and what have you, but like really digging it. And apparently, like, he put it all together himself. He does have like people join him on stage, but yeah. Anyway, why don't we just get into the music? Because I'm just gonna keep going. And yeah, so here we go with Grimm from the Bluestones, Time to Reiterate from Duchess Says, and oh yeah, that was The Apocalypse, 2125 AD from Digga Wolf. Here we go.